6 on this Friday afternoon on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. Coming up at 4:35, Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, all of that fun stuff. He'll join us for our usual Friday conversation. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock or 4:05, the 4 o'clock four-pack with KFGO News Director Paul Juergens. Sponsored now on Thursdays and Fridays by Golf Addiction. So we'll be able to give away another $25 gift certificate to Golf Addiction in the 4 o'clock hour. Before we get to some other topics, I had Obama was talking about the NSA today, and it's Michelle Obama's 50th birthday, and she's making a big deal out of that. And some people are getting a little offended that she's turning this whole 50th birthday into a celebration of herself. Might be people who disagree with the president politically, by the way, who are making the biggest deal out of it, but that's to be expected. But we can get to all of that. But before we do that, I want to stay local here. And we talked about it in the first hour of the show with Fargo Police Chief Keith Turnus about Fargo being deemed the drunkest city in America by a website. And take it for what it's worth. It's one of the websites that put together lists and everything else. But it did cite some numbers from the Centers for Disease Control. And if you have not heard, and we'll play it in just a second for you, David Letterman last night on his TV program, national, international TV program, his top 10 list was top 10 slogans for Fargo, the drunkest city in America. And so, yeah, we're getting publicity, but is all publicity good publicity? And to tackle this very difficult and controversial question, I want to bring in a guy whose job it is to tell people about all the great things happening in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, in the area. His name is Charlie Johnson. He is the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Fargo, Moorhead. Hello, Charlie. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm wondering, though, as I prefaced our interview, is all publicity good publicity, Charlie? Because we're starting to now be deemed as a bunch of fall-down drunks here in Fargo.
Well, you know, you can't control it, really, is what it comes down to, I guess. I know some people say there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory. I think there are some things that could be bad publicity. But on the other hand, I can think of things that would be worse, I guess. You just kind of have to laugh it off, you know? I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world for us. I was just looking on my computer here. I keep a list of all the articles about North Dakota and Minnesota. And there are so many good things that we've been recognized for, and there's so much good going on around here, you know, with the economy and the way business is booming in Fargo-Moorhead and West Fargo, that this is just kind of a little blip on the other side of the radar. I don't know. Is it terrible to get your name mentioned on David Letterman in any context? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It is. And speaking of that, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but we'll play it now for the benefit of our listeners. This was Letterman's top 10 list last night, the top 10, well, we'll play it. Go ahead and play it.
Based on information from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, the drunkest city.
Yes.
The per capita consumption of alcohol, the highest consumption in America. Guess what? Take a guess at what town it might be. What town might it be?
Philadelphia.
Fargo.
Fargo, North Dakota.
The drunkest
town. The drunkest
city in America.
The city where people do the most drinking? Is that
right? That's correct. Number five, Brookings, South Dakota.
Brookings.
Four, Fort Collins, Colorado. Three, Missoula, Montana.
Huh.
Two, Columbus, Nebraska. And number one, Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo, North Dakota. The drunkest town.
Now, we have the slogans for the drunkest city in America.
Good.
These are all slogans that Fargo is proud to be identified with.
Okay.
And by. Number 10, the friendliest town you'll never remember. That's number 10. Number 9, gateway to the Betty Ford Clinic. These are all slogans for the drunkest city. Number 8, the city that oversleeps. Number 7, black out and stay a while. Number 6, home of the best university in North America. There you go. Number 5, a great place to live, work, and erp. Number 4, you're always 12 steps from home. Number 3, big hearts and even bigger livers. Number 2, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford slept here.
He's down. He's up.
And the number 1 slogan for the drunkest city in America, After a quart of gin, you'll think it's Paris.
Any of those, Charlie, that you might be using anytime soon for the city of Fargo?
Well, you know, I've written them all down, and we're in the process of, you know, evaluating our brand here this year, so we'll certainly take some of it into account.
It's if you take it for what it's worth, it's funny. I mean, it's
of course.
Letterman is funny, and we do drink here like they drink in a lot of other communities.
I
hope that it doesn't damage us long term.
I don't think it's going to damage us even really short term. One thing you might notice that there were some states that had two cities.
Oh, sure.
Montana
for one. Yeah, that's
yeah. In fact, I was at a conference last week out of the country, and there was someone from Montana there. We were talking about this, and I said, well, we're number one. She said, well, but we've got two. Yeah, so, but one, you know, the theme that runs through all that anyway, I think every one of them is a college town, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
You know, that kind of tends, I've seen lists like this before, and other towns in our state and region have gotten on it. Usually it relates to the fact that there's a high density of college students.
Well, now you're throwing the college students under the bus, Charlie. Now, come on. Now, wait a second here.
Well, you know, there you go. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It just happens to be a thread that runs through the town.
Is there a way that you can have some fun with this as a CVB, or do you just leave it alone?
I don't think we would have any fun with it in any kind of a media-related way. I mean, this is probably as far as I'm going to go with it.
Okay,
if somebody calls and asks, you know, obviously it comes up when we go to conferences and stuff, and we enjoy chatting about it. You know, it's just one of those things. If it gets us recognition in a bad way, well, we got other things to counter it.
All right, cool. All right, Charlie, thank you. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk again.
No problem. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Charlie Johnson of the Convention Visitors Bureau.